Owl, not tail. Yeah, owl, bat.
What do you call the small owl that makes a scary noise?
We call it a little screech owl.
Okay, what about the big one?
He's a hoot owl.
And any other kinds?
None that I'm familiar with. That's about the only two.
And a kind of bird that drills holes in trees?
Woodpecker.
What do you call
it? Pecker wood.
Huh?
Woodpecker or pecker wood.
Okay. What do you call the large woodpecker?
I don't know. He's just a woodpecker.
Okay. What about the word pepperwood? Is that something you would use seriously, or is that?
Yes, you hear woodpecker used about as much as you will, or peckerwood, vice versa. Just either way, one will be used about as much as the other.
Do you ever hear peckerwood used about people?
In a joking way, he's a peckerwood.
What is it?
Meaning that he's just well, we have a little great nephew that's be 6 years old, and he's just a busy little fella, and his grandfather sometimes tells him he's a peckerwood, meaning he's into everything.
Mm-hmm.
Not exactly the most complimentary term,
but not really insulting either.
No.
And a kind of black and white animal that has a real strong smell.
Polecat.
And
skunk.
Say if some animals have been coming and killing your chickens. You didn't know exactly what kind of animal it was. What general name would you have for the type of animal that would do that?
Well, in here we'd probably say it was an opossum or a polecat.
Well, if you didn't know exactly what it was, you'd say, I'm going to get a gun and kill those.
I don't know what you're looking for on that one, Barbara.
Did you ever say varmints?
Varmint is not used too much.
What would varmint mean?
Varmint would mean any animal, and it would be used in that way. It's just not one that I have heard used very much.
And a bushy-tailed animal that gets up in the trees?
Squirrel.
What different kinds of squirrels?
You have little fox squirrels and little red squirrels and the old regular old gray squirrels.
What's the difference between a fox squirrel and a red squirrel?
I think they're about the same thing. They're reddish colored, I believe, and then you gray squirrels, which are just that, gray.
And something kind of like a squirrel that has little stripes down its back.
Chipmunk.
Do they climb trees?
Not as, they don't seem to go as well, they can't cover the distance as a squirrel. They can't jump from limb to limb, but now we have one in our backyard that climbs a tree. I don't know whether he's supposed to or not, but he does. The cutest thing, he's just about so big, and you see him stub the tree.
What different kinds of fish do people get around here?
Catfish is your most popular fish for eating. Of course, there's some bass and brim and lots of ponds that people grow their own fish in, but your catfish is your most popular fish.
What about saltwater fish?
Yeah. Because we're about 100 miles from your saltwater fishing, but you use a cast net and catch mullet.
Mm-hmm.
And they're real good when you get them real fresh. And you can catch I'm not too familiar with saltwater. We got a place at Gulf Shores, a trailer down there, and go down there quite a bit, but the only thing I've caught on the hook and line years and years has been croakers, and they're not very good. And then you go, you gig flounders, you know, that cover themselves in the sand, and they're real good. And then if you get out, you can catch amberjack and that sort of thing, if you can get out away from the bank and go out to the red snapper banks.
What else do people get besides fish?
Oysters, shrimp.